So let's review. The Gemara earlier discussed the halacha of kisavei bekerem re'acha, v'chalta anavim kenafshecha savecha v'alkelicha leisitein, kisavei bekames re'acha v'kertafte melilas b'yadecha v'chermish leisonav alkames re'acha. Both of these pesukim grant the worker permission to eat from the owner's crop that he is working with. And the isra of leisachzim shir bedishe, not to muzzle an animal working with food, specifically while threshing. We also have a hekesh, chesim lenechsim and nechsim lechesim, compared the halachas of the muzzler, i.e. the people, with the halachas of the muzzled, i.e. the animals. However, there are limitations as to what and when the worker may eat. And the Gemara now cites several brises that expound the term dayish, and establish which other activities are similar to threshing and included in this halacha. Ma dayish miyuchid, davish shegidule karka, upoyel eichelboy. Workers may only eat from food grown from the ground, such as grain or fruit. However, a worker may not eat from food that does not grow from the ground, such as dairy, while milking and making cheese. Although the pasuk already says kisavei bekerem re'acha, referring to a vineyard which grows from the ground, however, since we expound the term kama, the rab is called bali kama, to include other food items, we might think that includes even food that does not grow from the ground. Therefore, we derive from the comparison to dayish that this is limited to produce which grows from the ground. Ma dayish miyuchid, davar shebishas gemar malacha, poil oichelbay. A worker may eat only while working with produce in its final stages, such as harvesting. Yatzah ha-menachesh b'shumim u'bitzalim, hel ve'en gemar malacha, ein poil oichelbayim. However, a worker may not eat while weeding garlic and onions because it is not yet in its final stages. Although the pasuk says "v'alkelicha leisitein b'shosh she'ata noisin lekelev shabal abayis ata oichel u'b'shosh she'ata noisin lekelev shabal abayis i'ata oichel," the worker can only partake while he's harvesting for his employer, not while weeding. The Gemara explains "avagav dekom mashlev ketini mibein alimi." This pasuk would not exclude one who picks some small edible bulbs to allow room for the growth of the larger ones. We therefore expound from dayish that he may not partake until the harvest when the work is completed. Only one who works with a product that is not yet processed enough to be obligated a meiser or chala may partake. Now, it depends on the product. Regarding fruit, one who works with dates or dried figs may not partake since they are fully processed regarding meiser. And since there is no further processing required, they are considered nigma malachte. Regarding grain, yotza halosh v'amakate v'aifesh nigma malachte l'chala ein pail eichelbay. Only one who works with dough, such as one who kneads, shapes, or bakes, may not partake, since it is then fully processed regarding chala and considered nigma malachte. However, until it becomes chayiv b'chala, even though it's already chayiv b'meiser, he may partake because grain is not considered nigma malachte at that point. The Gemara proceeds with another detail in this halacha in which there is an apparent contradiction. The Gemara in Daf Pei Zayin cites a brayso which rules, anavim v'lo anavim medava achar. The worker may not dip the produce into other foods, and even into salt, since he will thereby consume much more. On the other hand, another brayso rules, reshoin poilin litavol pitam bitzir, k'tei sheyecho anavim harbe. The workers may dip their bread in brine in order to work up an appetite to eat more grapes. And the Gemara explains, anavim v'loy anavim medava achar is forbidden because it is lachshuri peira. He prepares and exchanges the produce. However, shon poilin litavol pitam bitzir is permitted because it is lachshuri gavra. He prepares the person to eat more, and that is not included in this prohibition. However, the Gemara inquires, mashi haviv b'ur v'yechel. May he roast the produce to be able to consume more. Perhaps this case is comparable to dipping the grapes in salt, because lachshuri peira, he's enhancing the product itself. Or perhaps this case is permitted because he isn't adding any other ingredient. The Gemara adds, it's certainly forbidden to take time away from his work to roast. Our question applies only if his family members can roast it for him. This question is not explicitly resolved in the Gemara. Before we proceed, we must clarify the distinction, which the Gemara soon explains as follows. Whether the worker may eat from the owner's produce involves two potential issues. Mamayna, a monetary issue. He's taking something that belongs to another person. Regarding this issue, the pasuk states, v'chalta anavim kenafshecha savecha. The Torah grants him this entitlement. However, as explained earlier, it's limited to certain produce at certain times. The second issue is isura, a possible prohibition. In certain situations, it might be chayiv b'maiser. Now, the Gemara proceeds to cite two brises, which first reiterate that which we've learned earlier. Workers that are harvesting figs, dates, grapes, or olives may partake of the crop because this is b'shas gemar malacha. However, workers hired to hoe or cover roots under an olive tree may not partake of the crop because this is shalei b'shas gemar malacha, not during the harvest. However, katzatz, if he stipulated with the owner that he may eat even not during the harvest, achas achas yechel, shtaim shtaim lo yechel. He may only pick and eat one fruit at a time, because as Rashi explains, havalikein mekach. It is as if he purchased the produce and so it becomes nigmer malachte lamaisa midrabanan. However, only for two or more, because the pasuk says, ki kevatzdim ka'amer garner, from which we learn, ein garin b'loi kibbutz vein kibbutz pachas mishtaim. Produce can only be obligated a meister once it is a garin. The pasuk says that a garin requires gathering, which implies a minimum of two items. The brisa concludes, v'seifis b'melech v'yechel, he may eat the produce dipped in salt. Apparently, salt is not considered anav medavar acher. However, the other brisa rules, v'leyisfis b'melech v'yechel, he may not eat the produce dipped in salt. Apparently, salt is considered anav medavar acher. Rava answers, according to Rashi, that salt is not considered anav medav acher. Therefore, regarding the issue of memoina, he may dip it in salt. However, similar to mekach, dipping in salt makes it nigma memalachte lamaisa medrabban. Therefore, the brisa which says v'seifis b'melech v'yechel permits its salt because it's referring to katzas, where he may, anyway, only eat one at a time because of the mekach. And chadol loy kaves fisa, tarti kaves fisa. Dipping the produce in salt also only makes a nigma malachta, lamaisim drabanan, if he takes two at a time. However, the Brisa which says, v'la yisvis b'melech v'yechel, forbids salt because it's referring to loy katzatz, where he's eating based on his entitlement min hatayra, and he may eat more than one. Therefore, if he will dip it in salt, it will become chayiv b'meiser. Rava summarizes as follows. Katzatz, if he stipulated, bein safas u bein loy safas, achas achas eichel, shtaim shtaim loy eichel. Regardless of whether he dipped, he may eat only one at a time because it's considered a sale, and the two items would be a garin and nigma malachta lemaisa min rabbanan. If loy katzatz v loy safas, eichel shtaim shtaim, if he did not stipulate and did not dip, he may eat two at a time, since they are not nigma malachta lemaisa min rabbanan. However, loy katzatz v safas, achas achas eichel, shtaim shtaim loy eichel. If he did not stipulate, but he did dip, they become nigmer malachter lamaisim drabanan, and he may only eat one at a time so as not to form a garin. Tosis points out that according to this interpretation, we have resolved our query regarding hivuv ba'ur, because lo yisvis b'melach mishum meiser. The Gemara concludes that it is only forbidden to salt the produce to avoid eating non-tithe produce. Halav achi shari. Otherwise, it would be permitted and is not considered anav medavar acher. Therefore, kol shekein d'shor lahavim, certainly it is permitted to roast the produce.